This is a CKTZ News Update. Founded in the late 1990s by a group of Cortez Island artists, the Old Schoolhouse Art Gallery features shows by local artists during the summer months. Up until now, it's been run by an ad hoc board of directors. But after receiving nonprofit status in 2021, it's been able to access grants to hire its first ever gallery manager. Longtime board member Kristen Schofield Sweet has been involved for more than 20 years and says the property is leased by the Whaletown Community Club from the local school district based in Campbell River on Vancouver Island.
We have for easily the last 10 or more years been a board that operates autonomously and at the same time is part of the Whaletown Community Club because, of course, as I just said, they maintain the lease with the building and the land. I believe then, at some few years ago, the WCC purchased the building. They still lease the land, and we became obviously the ongoing tenant there. Last year, in a kind of dramatic change, it's been a long time coming, we applied for and received nonprofit status. And lots of people, I think, have thought that the art gallery is, it's like it's its own little independent thing there. But it hasn't been until this last year.
Schofield Sweet says that with a more formal structure, the gallery now needs a part-time manager.
The momentum for hiring a manager, somebody who could oversee the whole operation of the gallery, who could monitor shows, who could receive emails, who could take care of that kind of interaction with the community and with artists, all of a sudden became a really vibrant and necessary possibility because as a nonprofit society, we need to start having AGMs. We're going to have an elected board. And it just made sense that there was a continuity of effort that could reside with a manager.
Schofield Sweet describes the manager's duties and responsibilities.
They would interact with artists, with the general community, with monitor each show. At the moment, we're not anticipating that a manager would also be a curator. And that's a sort of separate role. We would hope that the person we hire would be able to fully engage in choosing shows, in preparing proposals, in putting out notifications for when proposals and applications come forward, kind of scouting out there for folks that you might be interested in participating in the gallery more. But for right now, our season is fairly short. Of course, we're still in this kind of COVID cloud, but we basically run typically from the end of June or 1st of July this year coming to the end of August or the first weekend in September. And that often encompasses 5 or 6 shows when we're able to have the gallery open at a max. One of those shows is traditionally the member show. We try and find a balance of both solo and smaller group shows. We have a combination of applications from artists for shows as well as invitations from the board. So we're hoping that over time the manager would come to learn all that and may well, become part of a selection committee. But right now, we're not emphasizing that when we're looking at the applications we've received.
Applications close March 15th, and Schofield Sweet says the part-time position will likely involve about 30 to 35 hours per month and pay $30 an hour.
A major reason for us becoming a nonprofit is it allows us to access grant money, to access summer work support, to get involved in some of the sort of arts and culture finance streams that are out there that as a subcommittee of the community club, of course, we haven't been able to access before.
Schofield Sweet says that a typical gallery season sees about 800 visitors.
One of the things that's really remarkable about the gallery is that we might think, it's mostly off-island folks and visitors, and actually the core of support is not. It's islanders. It's people who really enjoy coming, who keep track of what's on at the gallery, who absolutely bring their summer guests, but who show up over and over again, who join with, you know, one of the still world's least expensive memberships. After all, $10 a year is not much, two cups of coffee, and who, you know, long-term supporters of the gallery. I suppose we have a membership list actively of somewhere between 40 and 60 people, might even be more.
A plaque at the entrance to the gallery states that the building is the only one-room schoolhouse remaining in British Columbia. The actual age of the structure isn't known, only that it was barged from Oyster Bay on Vancouver Island to Cortez Island in 1950, where it served as a school until 1972. The structure is iconic and impossible to miss, standing out on a slope not far from the Whaletown Ferry Terminal.
It's a place of education. It's a place of challenge and excitement. It's a place to see something different and new. Also, over the years, that legacy has become, in fact, more and more, I don't know if there's a better word than professional, but it's become more and more polished. The shows are consistently beautifully hung. The attendance is high. Sales are good. Artists are able to present their work well. It's just one of those things. I think that if you look back across the island at its various organizations, you'll find not everyone, but there's this little core that somehow is a kind of quintessential definition of what it means to live here and to be involved in a life here.
Schofield Suite adds that the old Schoolhouse Gallery Society's first annual general meeting takes place on Sunday, June 5th, with a picnic on the gallery grounds.
The notion that the energy in that very sweet, really old building has always been about education, about connection, about having some way to come together.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.